Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling because earlier today I had got a charge on my debit card, and it's the number.
Alrighty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please, to see if I can locate this account?
32607.
And I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Tanya Jackson.
All righty. For security purposes, ma'am, could I please have your address?
5950 Southwest 20th Avenue, Apartment 63, Gainesville, Florida, 32607.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am, and while I locate that account associated with you.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty. Yes, ma'am. I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see that you recently paid a $7.95, and this was a shipping and handling because you recently entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer.
But on the thing, it said $2.59, but $7 and some change was took out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. Did they bill you that?
Say that again.
Yes, ma'am. They did bill you $7.95, and that was for the shipping and handling if you were actually deemed the winner of the entered into that sweepstakes, and then the $7.95 would already cover your shipping and handling to receive your item.
Could I get this refunded, or what steps do I have to go through?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get you counseled out of that and submit that refund okay. back to you. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Alrighty, ma'am. I've successfully gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that, and I have submitted that refund of $7.95 to go back to your account. I do have your cancellation number. If you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
Okay, just 1 minute.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. That would be C as in Charlie. And that's 260-739-9979.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. And please have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.